From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that a major property in the village of Catskill has gone from a lumberyard to an empty space to a potential dance and film hub, and now is a large question mark. The Lumberyard Arts Center is now selling for $11.5 million. The Dance Institute purchased the former Dunn Builders Supply space in 2015 and promised a bustling campus of dance rehearsals and film shoots with community involvement, but that never materialized in full. The Dance Institute is not responding to requests to explain why it is selling the property, but a recent New York Times story said in part, and I quote, "As demand for the space has fallen during the pandemic and the priorities of donors have shifted, the Institute's leaders concluded that maintaining the campus was impractical," end quote. The arts group did add a theater with 33 feet high ceilings, warehouse space, office space, and a lodging area that accommodate up to 24 people to a space off of the Catskill Creek near West Bridge Street. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Job Herbert at Syracuse.com reports how Representative Elise Stefanik is being tied closer and closer to Representative George Santos, the Long Island Republican who lied about just about everything in his election campaign. Santos is being investigated for many issues, with a $700,000 loan he reportedly gave to his campaign the leading mystery. Stefanik endorsed Santos on August 11th and has not addressed the allegations. The New York Times reported that associates of Stefanik were aware of Santos's lies when she endorsed him in the 2022 election. On January 5th, Democrat Representative Daniel Goldman and Richard Torres wrote a letter to the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, GOP Conference Chair Stefanik, and Republican fundraiser Daniel Constant, asking them to, and I quote, proactively and forthrightly, end quote, cooperate with an investigation into Santos. Stefanik's 21st congressional district now includes Rensselaer County. Read the full story at Syracuse.com. New York State of Politics reports that almost all elected officials and housing advocates agree there is a shortage of affordable spaces to rent or buy in New York. C. Weaver, a campaign coordinator at Housing Justice for All, explains that, and I quote, "In every part of the state, low-income New Yorkers can't afford the rent and homelessness is at a record high," end quote. There are currently a backlog of COVID-era eviction cases, much tenant displacement, and rising rents causing an affordable housing crisis. Governor Kathy Hochul recently announced $38.2 million to establish outreach, engagement, and care coordination services for people experiencing homelessness outside of New York City, but is not doing much to quickly add to the state housing stock. Weaver said, and I quote, "The truth is, it just takes a really long time to build a building." The governor has already said that she is not interested in supporting raising taxes and increasing permanent social eviction protections. So she's putting, in our minds, all of her eggs in the wrong basket when it comes to solving the housing crisis, end quote. Hochul is emphasizing working with developers to build new housing. Weaver said, and I quote, "In our mind, the private sector is one of the underlying root causes of the housing crisis. A tax exemption is sort of a lazy way to produce market-rate housing, and it's just not going to work for the people who need housing the most," end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. The committee assignments are now out and on the WGXC newsroom. Democrat D.D. Barrett from Assembly District 106 in Columbia and Dutchess counties is the chair of the Committee on Energy this year. Barrett is also on the Environmental Conservation, Tourism, Parks, Arts, and Sports Development, Agriculture, Mental Health Committees, and the Puerto Rican Hispanic Task Force and Task Force on Women's Issues, and is a member of the Legislative Women's Caucus. Sarahana Shrestha, a Socialist Democrat in Ulster County representing the 103rd District, sits on the Committee on Aging, as well as the Energy, Local Governments, Tourism, Parks, Arts, and Sports Development and Transportation Committees. Republican Chris Teague represents the 102nd District, that includes Greene and Schoharie counties. Teague is on the Agriculture, Election Law, Environmental Conservation, Real Property Taxation, and Tourism, Parks, Arts, and Sports Development Committees. And Scott Bendett, a Republican representing the 107th District, including parts of Rensselaer counties, is on the Aging, Health, Insurance, Labor, and Small Business Committees. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.